NASA's MAVEN spacecraft made news last week when it made its way near Mars and began transmitting images back to Earth. The MAVEN, that's the Mars Atmosphere and Volatile Evolution Mission, is focused on the atmosphere of our nearest neighbor in the solar system, Mars. The mission's lead project manager is David Mitchell, a 1980 graduate of St. Joseph's Collegiate Institute. He took a moment to share some insights last week with WBFO News. Mitchell says it was exciting for all involved when the craft made its way into Mars orbit 10 months after it was launched.
With a Mars orbit insertion, you have one shot. And so it was happening one way or the other on Sunday night, and fortunately everything worked exactly as planned, and we got into the proper orbit. So since then, we are now in the process of walking it down into its final science orbit, and that'll take a period of a few weeks. But so far, all the systems have checked out well, and we're finally at Mars, so we're really excited about that.
The MAVEN mission, Mitchell says, was years in the making, the end result of setting goals and establishing protocols. Through that process, engineers and scientists understood that anything could happen once the spacecraft was launched.
The engines could underburn. That is, the efficiency, they could not light up. The efficiency wouldn't have been as expected. They could cut off early. There's various things that could get us into either an issue to work, or a really bad day. But one thing we do at NASA and with our partner organizations that help contribute to this is there's a philosophy called test like you fly and fly like you test. So for years, when we're building this, whether we're actually testing on the real vehicle or we're testing on simulated, we have what's called a spacecraft test lab, which is really a simulated spacecraft. We run literally thousands of hours of tests to try to get into different scenarios and see how we need to fix things as we're flying along in space here, or when we're the big moments like a Mars orbit insertion. But we have different schemes for all kinds of scenarios that can happen through the whole life of the mission, and so we feel a lot more confident because of what we've done all these years leading up to getting to Mars with all the different testing as we fly, as we say.
Space exploration delves into some mind-boggling measurements. Unlike a side-view mirror, planets on a solar system map appear much closer than they really are. Mitchell offers some perspective on the lengths of travel for MAVEN.
That distance traveled for 10 months was about 442 million miles. But now at the point where Mars and Earth, and with MAVEN orbiting Mars, the distance between Earth and Mars and MAVEN is about 138 million miles. So that kind of distance creates a one-way light-time delay of the signals. So it takes 12 and a half minutes for whatever's happening at Mars, that is the transmissions from MAVEN, to reach Earth.
Space sparks most imaginations, though for many the topic is filed under science fiction. As lead project manager for the MAVEN mission, David Mitchell is living science nonfiction. And he believes it's an achievable reality for young dreamers if they take the right approach.
You know, I came up, I grew up in, to make it more local, I grew up in Williamsville and went to St. Joe's in Kenmore, and then I went on to the University of Buffalo, and I received a bachelor's in mechanical engineering. So that was a track I got on, and then my passion has always been spaceflight, and I was fortunate enough in 1987 to move over from the Navy Department, where I was testing rockets, and move over to Goddard. So, and then it's just a matter of working on various programs. And really, the important thing is get the foundations with your education, but then try to get your foot in the door somewhere where you'd like to work, and then really get hands-on experience. That pays off in spades when you're moving up and getting into positions, real decision-making positions. You need that. That the initial background that you develop by really working on hardware.
I'm Jay Moran, WBFO News.